You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. It's Friday, and commentator Archie MacDonald is here. He has some red light district news to share from his neck of the woods, and he dons his reporter's cap to bring it to you.
Special trouble has come to our county, and someone has got to report it to you. Sheriff Thomas Kirsch closed down a nightclub named Baby Dolls, located on the southwestern border of our county, right next to the Angelina River. That was so the Baby Dolls, whom I presume danced exotically for patrons, could be more convenient to Lufkin, the usually staid and dry seat of Angelina County, where people don't want such things to exist, but don't mind driving to the next county to experience. You notice that back there a ways I said presumed, because I was never so bold as to actually visit the place myself, of course. Glenn McCutcheon, the editor of the newspaper that let me become a part-time journalist, did propose one time that a bunch of us go there some night purely in the spirit of investigative journalism, but we never did. When I called to break the news of this sudden rise in civic morality to Glenn, he said that he and a mutual friend of ours had sort of kidnapped another mutual friend who just happened to be a city manager, and drove down to Baby Dolls. They made it to the parking lot, but the city manager refused to get out of the car, so the other two decided the joke had gone on long enough, and they went home too. Now at least we know what the interior of Baby Dolls looks like, because that same newspaper Glenn used to run published a couple of photos of the raid, in color, of the sheriff informing the Baby Dolls and other employees that the axe had fallen, said something about its location too close to a residence, and the failure of the Baby Dolls to obtain a license to do whatever they did. Judging from the photos, I think all of them had on more clothes than most of the ladies in bikinis in Galveston or any other beach. But they don't have those poles at the beach, and I suppose the purpose of the disrobing differed too. All this reminds me of my early anatomy lesson in a tent show at the South Texas State Fair in the 1950s, when a bunch of us pubescent boys sneaked in to see Evelyn West and her million-dollar chest. I wonder if any of the Baby Dolls would have intimidated even old Evelyn. Glenn also told me about a business similar to Baby Dolls near where he now lives. Glenn said there was a sign informing the passing public that they feature live nude girls, and we agreed that live was much better than the other way around.
Commentator Archie MacDonald is spicing up what he calls his Friday morning follies. You can hear him every Friday morning at 7:35, and you can listen again online at redriverradio.org. Click on Commentary at the bottom of the page. Archie MacDonald is a Regents Professor of History at Stephen F. Austin State University and a community liaison for the university. Programming on Red River Radio is supported in part by Nacogdoches Medical Center, celebrating 35 years of medicine in East Texas by offering a comprehensive range of inpatient and outpatient medical services. Further information is available at 866-898-8446 or nacmedicalcenter.com. It's coming up on 20 minutes before 8 o'clock. Morning Edition continues in a moment here on your public radio station, Red River Radio.